Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I just want to start by saying thank you to those who did our decorating, who did the quick transfer from yesterday to today, and also our music this morning. It's wonderful to have music as we worship. So Jesus comes to us. Jesus, on this day, we celebrate his birth. We celebrate this day when the Lord God himself became a human being. And he took upon himself our human body, a human soul, and so forth. And yet he retained his divinity. So he's both God and man. And to understand Christianity, to understand our faith as Christians, we have to understand who is Jesus and why did he come to earth? You know, our faith is different than any other religion in that sense that God became one of us out of love for us. So in his humanity, he was able to do what we could not do. He was able to be perfectly obedient to the will of the Father. He was able to do something that we couldn't, something that we had failed to do, and by that, he brought about redemption. And through his divinity, he was able to do something great by offering himself, this infinite being, offers an infinite sacrifice for all of our sins, so that all of us could be shares in that divine nature. Today we heard in John's prologue, there's different themes that kind of come out. We heard in the beginning, that's how it starts, and it's supposed to echo back to Genesis. So it's supposed to call to mind again, what happened in the beginning? Well, there was creation and it was good, right? And then the fall. And so John is recalling that, using that phrase to call to mind again that the story of creation. In a sense, when Christ comes to be incarnate with us, he's recreating us, right? He's recreating the world. And so it's a new beginning. There's other themes like light and darkness, right? Jesus is the light. He comes into the darkness. And we hear about the world knowing or not knowing the Word or Jesus. So we're made for God, right? We are all made for God. We all have this innate desire for God written in our hearts, written in our souls. And whether we know that or not, we pursue it throughout our lives. We look for God. We look for this thing to fill us, right? And so Jesus comes. He comes to us today and helps us to be remade, to be renewed. God enters into our lives to cast out sin and darkness and to help us be raised up, to become like God. What an interesting thing that God has done this for us, that he cares about us so much, he loves us so much, that he is willing to do this, to take on our human flesh. At Christmas, we celebrate the fact that God became a little child. It's a pretty profound thing to think about. He entered upon the messiness of our human life, our human condition, and God has been preparing this plan since the very fall of humanity, way back many years ago. And he continues his saving work in us. Fulton Sheen uses an image of an orchestra. If you have an orchestra and it's playing beautiful music, it's wonderful, right? But then if one of the musicians starts to play something that's a little dissonant, it kind of stands out, right? And it's like, oh, that doesn't sound right. And it can kind of seem, can upset the whole thing, right? So what can the conductor do? Well, he can recreate the song, right? And start with that note and kind of work with that and create a new harmony. If you've ever read The Silmarillion by J.R.R. Tolkien, it's a book that he talks about sort of the creation of the world where The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit happen. And he uses sort of this similar image. The God who's creating the world has these sort of beings who help him create, and one of them is kind of a stinker, and he always has the wrong note, right? And so, but this being, this God, is able to kind of create with even the dissonant note to make it part of the harmony. So he brings it back to harmony. And every time he tries to change the note and make it more dissonant, again, the Lord kind of reworks it to make it enter into the harmony. And that's, in a sense, how God works in our lives, right? We're, at times, we ring dissonant notes. We kind of get off tune, and it can be like, oh, that doesn't work, or that's not working out so well. But God can rework, right? It's that old saying, God can write straight with crooked lines. That's that image that we're meant to understand how God comes into our lives, into our messiness, and helps us kind of recreated or reharmonize ourselves with God. And so that's really an image, I think, that helps us to reflect on what's this day all about? God coming into our lives, bringing us that harmony. So where do we need Jesus in our lives? Where are the places that are in need of His healing, in need of His grace? You know, what are the things that keep us down or make us feel distant from God at times? Whether it's our fears, our anxieties, maybe there's a disease that we're struggling with or someone we love is struggling with. Maybe there's sins in our life that are causing us problems. These effects on us, right? And yet God, Jesus, comes into our life and He wants to remake us, to renew us, to help us be once again in harmony with the Lord. So Jesus comes to help us. He comes to be with us. Where can I ask the Lord to come into my life? Today, let's remind ourselves that God is with us. That God is with us and that He calls us not only to be renewed, but to help renew the world, right? We're all called to be these instruments of grace that go out and share the wonderful, the good news of who Jesus is. I'd like to close today with a prayer. And the prayer is called, I Am There. Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me, yet I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you do not recognize my works. I am not strange visions, I am not mysteries. Only in absolute stillness beyond self can you know me as I am, and then but as a feeling and a faith. Yet I am there. Yet I hear. Yet I answer. When you need me, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you and you are in me. I am the law on which the movement of the stars and the growth of living cells are founded. I am the love that is the law's fulfilling. I am assurance. I am peace. I am openness. I am the law that you can live by. I am the love that you can cling to. I am assurance. I am peace. I am one with you, beloved. I am there.